Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 22nd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple of 32 years. Brooksine laughs at me because I don't always say that, but give you some idea of who we are. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and on this lovely first day of autumn, we want to encourage you, whenever you may happen to be listening to us. Today we title the message, The Heavens Declare, with the scripture text being Psalm 19, 1 and 2.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge.
Well, it's a bright and cloudless morning here in southern Pennsylvania. A stunningly beautiful day to begin the fall season. Today at precisely 11:44 and 18 seconds in our time zone, that is the Eastern, and that's only about 20 minutes away, the autumnal equinox will take place when autumn officially begins. At this point, the Earth will be precisely in line with the Sun at the equator. The movement of objects in space is so predictable and precise that astronomers can pinpoint the exact time of this and many other astronomical events years ahead.
How marvelous is God's creation along with the perfect orderliness of His glorious works. As I ponder the daily verse, I consider the great God we serve and the work of His hands, abundantly proclaimed by the sky, that speaks to us in so many different ways. Yesterday, Stephen and I took a 3-mile walk, and that's the longest I've taken since I broke my ankle in May. We walked to our Amish neighbor's home where Christian and Annie grow a beautiful assortment of colorful mums. Their business is called Corner Acres Mums, and the sign reads, open from dusk to dawn.
And it also says, closed Sundays.
Yes.
We have a photo of the part of their place today. If you're interested in looking, we have a number of photos up, but that's one of them. Autumn is a time when the sun's angle changes and the air is noticeably cooler. I like that. Along with the cool nights, we soon observe the beautiful green leaves turning a fiery glow before falling to the ground. Brooksine and I both enjoy the fall season, where golden and auburn colors accent the landscapes, seen especially in the brilliant colors of the burning bush, autumn ash, and red maples.
Ravi Zacharias shares a quote from John Polkinghorne, a theoretical physicist who turned to faith in God. He expressed the reasonableness of faith in God in a lecture titled, The First 3 Minutes of the Universe. In his lecture, he makes this remarkable observation based on his understanding. Now you have to follow this really closely. Do you know that the balance needed in the early seconds of the universe between its expansion and contraction rate had to be so specific, so on target, with the margin of error so small it would be the equivalent of taking aim at a target at the other end of the universe 20 billion light years away, aiming at a 1 square inch target and hitting it straight on.
Well, neither Brooksine nor I profess to know what in the world this means, but it sure seems to me to be a pretty clear reason for having faith in God. Some 3,000 years ago, David looked up into the sky and made the powerful proclamation found in the daily text. Although I'm more familiar with the first verse, I find great blessing from the second as well. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. Wow, isn't that true? Some are observant and listening, but most pay no attention at all. Let us look up to the skies that expand far beyond the human eye or the lens of the most advanced, sophisticated telescope. Listen to the pouring forth of speech as the heavens indeed declare the glory of God and give dramatic evidence of His existence, His power, His love and care. Let us observe the displaying of knowledge which day after day and night after night faithfully declares the glory of God. let us also rejoice in and proclaim the mighty works of His hands.
Let's all pray together. Father, we are surrounded by Your awesome works and endless display of divine handiwork. The entire universe is in perfect order, which is a testimony to Your greatness and continued watchful eye over all of Your creation. The silent heavens speak as they declare Your majesty and glory. They also testify to Your righteousness and faithfulness as the Lord who created them and gave them a purpose for existence. May we, as Your human creation, also proclaim Your righteousness and faithfulness day after day. May our lives display the work of the Holy Spirit as we continue to grow in faith until the day of Christ's return. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Actually, today's post, which again is the 22nd of September 2008, has more photos than usual if you'd care to go look at it, some reflections of our weekend, experiences we had, and a larger than normal selection of suggested music as well, just because so much great music came to mind in regard to today's theme. It's available both as audio and some YouTube video presentations. There's actually some humorous material on the site today, a video our missionary guest used yesterday that will have you laughing. It's only about 30 seconds long, but there's a link to that from her site as well. Well, it's a joy to share God's Word. It's a joy to declare along with the heavens. We do so today, Brooks, and I both to you and to all who listen, the glory of God.